In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beltway Blitz continues on the gridiron. At PFF underscore Nick Ackridge, covering the Commanders for Pro Football Focus. Nick, why don't we start with the grades that you guys had on the latest preseason game. I saw something you guys had that matched my eyes, which was you guys really liked KJ Henry's performance. I feel like he's had a good preseason, and particularly in game two, I thought he was awesome. What made him an 89 grade in that game?
Yeah, no, he looked great. I mean, usually when you kind of see a grade like that from a pass rusher, it means he was racking up a lot of pressures, and that's exactly what the case was. He had 5 total pressures on just 21 pass rushing snaps. So whenever you see that, that's usually going to result in a high grade. And yeah, he looked really good on the last week.
Nick, assuming health, which is, you know, it's always hard. It's the NFL, but assuming health, what kind of numbers realistically should we anticipate here for Jaden Daniels? There's some buzz now. Like he, Caleb Williams, a couple others, front runners for offensive rookie of the year. You know, it's all going to depend, of course, on health and situation. But if it goes well, what are we really talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, health is the biggest thing for any quarterback. But, you know, I think you can expect something in the range of, you know, maybe 4,000, 4,500 combined yards with both passing and rushing. You know, they showed pretty early on in this preseason that they're not afraid to use his legs with the design touchdown run, another design run, you know, this past game. And so I think that's kind of what you're looking for a successful season for him. And honestly, if he stays healthy all 17 games, that's a success in my book.
Nick, what have you thought of Luke McCaffrey so far in the limited preseason action?
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, he was someone that I was a little bit down on coming into the draft, but, you know, this last preseason game, he looked really great. I mean, we all kind of saw the catch where he kind of went up and high pointed it, but you know, there were a lot of other reps where Miami was playing man coverage against him, and he was just kind of burning everyone. He just kind of looked like he was the most explosive guy out there every time that he ran a route, and it was something that was you know, really good to see.
Daniels has obviously looked very good. I mean, what if he were to play in the third preseason game, which he probably won't, but in a hypothetical where you got to design like what you wanted to see next, what would you want to see them call or do to just get a better feel for what he's going to look like against Tampa?
Yeah, I know it's a scary proposition, but I'd want him to hold the ball a little bit more. I know we talked a lot about, you know, pre-draft, you know, him holding the ball too long, but, you know, they've kind of completely reversed that this preseason where he's got a time to throw under 2 seconds, which is pretty much unheard of. So for me, what I would like to do is, you know, kind of see him really go through progressions and, you know, attack the middle of the field more and, you know, maybe not call so many screens and quick game stuff, but, you know, I completely understand wanting to protect him in the preseason, especially with an offensive line that might not be the greatest. But, yeah, if it was up for me, I'd like to see him kind of really, you know, fully be involved with the offense.
Nick, I was a big fan of the Dorrance Armstrong signing. That was a guy that I kind of had circled. It made a lot of sense. Dan Quinn, obviously, and Joe Witt moving from Dallas. That guy's a part-time pass rusher, you know, closing in on double-digit sacks. Looked like he was in line for a larger role. I get that. I liked it. Outside of that, it's a lot of Jamin Davis, second position. It's a lot of Dante Fowler, Cleveland Farrell, KJ Henry at times. Is this pass rush going to be adequate or even good enough?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I kind of, you know, looking at this pass rush compared to last year, it's kind of the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Last year, you know, you kind of had the high-end edge rushers with Montez Sweat and Chase Young. You didn't have a lot of depth. This year, they've got a lot of depth, but not really much of that high-end edge rusher. So I think you'll see a lot more rotation. I don't think you'll see anyone really kind of have a great season individually, but you know, the group of them, you know, if you keep them fresh and rotate them in, I think you could be looking at some guys that could, you know, really kind of step up and make some big plays. And we already talked about KJ Henry, and I think they just have a lot of depth there, and I think that's always a good thing.
Nick, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Yep. You guys have a good one.
See you, bro.
Got it. So you're in lockstep with me on Jaden Daniels and the final preseason game.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening. I don't think he's playing.
There's no chance, right? Like, full stop, no way. I don't even think, oh, maybe he'll play a series. I'll be shocked if he plays.
I'd be stunned. Yeah, I mean, it's even less of a chance than Mary Swanson, a.k.a. Samsonite, saying more like one in a million. It's less than that.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.